Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It's a very big week ahead, starting with the budget. Mind you, that's the third time I've said that this year, although this time the signs are that everyone agrees and it should pass. One thing's clear, with no tax hikes in the pipeline, government's going to have to cut spending. Where and how that's going to happen, we will hopefully find out on Wednesday. President Ramaphosa and his coalition partner John Steenhuisen will be watching the budget in Washington. The agriculture minister is with the president for a crucial meeting with US President Donald Trump. We know Ramaphosa wants to set Trump straight on the fact there's no white genocide taking place here, nor has any land been expropriated by government since 1994. But how receptive Trump will be, well, your guess is as good as mine. We understand South African-born billionaire Elon Musk will be present at the meeting. He appears to have a good relationship with Ramaphosa, but we know he's also deeply unhappy at South Africa's refusal to grant a license to his Starlink satellite-based internet service. As important from our perspective is whether a deal can be cut between the two countries that saves our access to AGOA. Automotive lobby group NAMSA, quoted by News 24 Business, says it is still hopeful the act will be renewed later this year. NAMSA CEO Mikel Mabasa says the US is still an important and attractive market for South Africa's auto exports. And we'll also know later on today if workers at Transnet are going to go on strike this week. Talks at the CCMA last week between the company and Transnet's largest trade union, UNTU, deadlocked. CCMA has undertaken to present a revised offer by the end of business today. And if that's rejected, a strike will likely take place from Thursday. And just before the weekend, ratings agency Moody's issued a warning that Transnet's about to run out of cash. Moody's says Transnet's operational performance has improved at a slower pace than planned, debt is excessively high, and government will have to provide additional guarantees or other assistance to prevent a default. On Friday evening, the JSE All Share was up 0.3%, the Top 40 up 0.4%, London's FTSE up 0.6%. In New York, the Dow up 0.8%, the S&P 500 up 0.7%, the Nasdaq up 0.5%. Tokyo, Hong Kong, Sydney, all down around 0.3% this morning. The US dollar has eased to 1.12 against the euro, the rand at 18.07 to the dollar, 20.20 to the euro, 24.02 to sterling. Gold at 3,220, platinum 993, Bitcoin just under 103,900, Brent crude oil just over $65 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.